Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. 23 After, I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Thanks for hanging out with me. Smallbusinessadvocate.com, that's my website. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Janice Kephart is our guest, our new friend. She's the Director of National Security Policy at the Center for Immigration Studies. She's former counsel to the 911 Commission. She's an expert on border and ID security. She is her there's a piece, folks, that you should read in the Center for International Studies website. It's cis.org. Is that right, Janice?
Yes, that's correct.
cis.org, and standing for Center for Immigration Studies, cis.org. Check it out. It's called Iran Hezbollah, also responsible for 911. This is a judge ruled this, right, in New York City recently.
Right. It was a default judgment against Iran.
This is a civil lawsuit.
Read all the information and made the decision based on the documentation in front of him after asking the attorneys questions for 4 hours in a hearing. He actually signed the findings of fact as the attorneys had written them because he found the witnesses so credible.
So this is a civil case.
A pretty amazing turn of events.
A civil case where a New York a federal judge, George Daniels, found that he connected the dots between 911 and Iran and Hezbollah.
Right.
Now, one of the things that's amazing to me is that the Bush administration didn't do more to hold Iran accountable for their behavior in Iraq. And it amazes me now that the Obama administration isn't doing more, didn't do anything to support the revolution in Iran a couple of years ago, that he seems to still be intimidated by Iran. He wants to negotiate with them. What is the deal here, Janice? Why are we so afraid of Iran?
I'm not exactly sure why we remain so afraid of them. It is a different kind of country than these others. It is a highly, their military and intelligence is highly bunkered. Mm-hmm. They have multiple intelligence. They are known for their extreme brutality. And more than anything, it is the country we have not been able to penetrate at all intelligence-wise for years. Mm-hmm. So we've always had a blind spot as to what is really going on. I think that's caused a lot of problems for us.
Do you think I'm not sure though.
It's a lot of this still doesn't make sense to me.
Do you think Ahmadinejad's over the top rhetoric about we want to wipe Israel off the map? Do you think that's part of his bullying? Part of his, I'm a whack job. Don't mess with me. I'll open up a can of mayhem on the world.
I think it's more than a whack job. I mean, this is truly what these people believe. I mean, they came up with this plan against the United States to attack the United States in the mid 1980s because it is their strong belief that their biggest enemies in the world are Israel and the United States.
Right.
And they believe they needed an asymmetric warfare plan to go after the United States because they knew at that time, at least, we would have demolished them.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided to, I think it's pretty wacky to just decide to activate a plan in 2000 or whenever it was they activated the 9/11 plan,
mm-hmm.
and then carry it out. I mean, that was really...
Right.
Excuse the oppression, but a ballsy thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about wacky.
Yeah.
I mean, why do that?
Mm-hmm.
If we had figured it out, which we should have, what would have been the response? I mean, they took that chance? That's pretty wacky.
It is. Janice,
they're capable of doing wacky things. That's
the reason
dangerous.
Why we cannot let them get nuclear power.
Right, and we're only a few months away from it,
which means we really have to coalesce.
We don't have time to waste.
We don't have time. I mean, even before the next election, something's got to happen. We can't, even if people are thinking, well, the next president, if Obama's not reelected, the next president will take care of this. Well, he may not have.
No, I don't think we can. I don't think we've got that amount of time.
I don't have any confidence that this administration is going to take any steps against them. What do you think?
Absolutely not. This administration has been embracing negative movements that are extremely anti-American in the Mideast for a long time now. Embracing the Muslim Brotherhood is just one step away from embracing Iran, you know, what they're doing in the Middle East right now.
Right.
So it's not good, and the American people need to understand how important these foreign policy decisions are.
I made a prediction for 2012 that Iran was going to impact small business budgets in America with regard to the price of oil. What do you think about that prediction?
Well, the economy is not my specialty, but with the way we have economic sanctions right now, and if we have the shortfall from Iran, which, of course, obviously they're continuing to threaten to do, we're going to have another spike again in oil prices, and that affects everybody.
And their rhetoric about blocking up the Straits of Hormuz,
which you
and I both know they really can't do, but threatening to will which they'll continue to do. That's by the saber rattling. They know that they can affect markets, and therefore where it hurts us.
Right, and we're affecting their market right now with the economic sanctions. So this is their get back.
Right.
But their get back is more than economic. They're threatening military action.
Right. Janice, give us the website again, please.
CIS.org.
Center for Immigration Studies.
The piece on Iran's culpability for 9/11 is in the Washington Times, December 30th.
Okay. All right. So check that out. Will you keep us posted on this information, Janice?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
I hope you'll come
be
back
happy
again.
To, Jim.
Thank you so much. Janice Kephart, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. We'll keep her on our list of folks to keep us posted on this. We'll be back after these messages, 29 after. Couldn't stop turning it over.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.